Books on Tape presents A Slave No More, two men who escaped to freedom, including their own narratives of emancipation. Written by David Blight. Read by Arthur Morey and Dominic Hoffman.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Psalm 137. Before morning I had begun to feel like I had truly escaped from the hand of the slave master. I never would be a slave no more. John Washington, remembering his first night of freedom along the Rappahannock River. I now dreaded the gun and handcuffs and pistols no more, nor the blowing of horns and the running of hounds, nor the threats of death from the rebels' authority. Wallace Turnage, remembering his first hours of freedom on a sand island in Mobile Bay. Prologue. No man can tell the intense agony which is felt by the slave when wavering on the point of making his escape. All that he has is at stake, and even that which he has not is at stake also. The life which he has may be lost, and the liberty which he seeks may not be gained. Frederick Douglass, 18...